Hello, this is Brent Leary, and I'm about to go one-on-one with Jamie Turner, who's the founder of the 60 Second Marketer and also co-author of the hot off the presses book, Go Mobile. Jamie, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, Brent, great to be here.
And it's actually kind of cool because I don't get a chance to talk to a lot of people in the Atlanta metro area.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice.
It is. And good to see. I don't know if you caught the Falcons game last night, but that was I was cheering them on and sad to see them miss out on a playoff game like that.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring that up, but that's quite all right.
Yeah.
Well, now you, as I mentioned, you just co-authored a book called Go Mobile, and your co-author is Gene Hopkins, of VP of Marketing over at HubSpot, a friend of mine. The HubSpot company is sort of like a friend of mine, so we want to talk about mobile marketing. So why don't I go ahead and get your definition? But before I do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am probably best known as the guy who runs the 60 Second Marketer. It's an online magazine for businesses around the globe. I get on CNN and HLN occasionally talking about digital marketing, and that's really just anything from mobile to social. And I get around the world a lot doing talks on digital marketing as well. So I'm in one of the enviable positions of being able to get flown to exotic locations like you and get to talk, which is something I love to do. I love getting in front of an audience. I guess it's the actor side of me coming out.
Very good. Now, as I said, you're talking about mobile marketing, and here we are. We're at the very beginning of a new year, 2012. And there's so many things going on in developments and transformations around smartphones, tablet devices. So where is mobile marketing today? Maybe you give us your definition of mobile marketing as it stands today, because I'm sure maybe 6 months from now your definition may change because of developments that change.
Yeah, it'll continue to evolve, but in a nutshell, mobile marketing is anytime a corporation or an entity decides to use a mobile device to connect with customers. So that may be a real estate agent who wants to go out and use a QR code to promote themselves or to promote a property that they're doing, all the way up to a huge mega corporation like Coca-Cola that's going to use a mobile app in order to grab people's attention and get them engaged with the brand. So one of the cool things about mobile, no matter how you define it, whether it's it can be done on the small scale, a real estate agent or a doctor or an accountant, all the way up to a corporate scale. And the key thing about it is that you're using either a smartphone or a tablet computer to connect with people. And the key thing there is that they're mobile. They're out and about with their tablet computers or they're out and about with their mobile devices, but they're not tied to a desk with a computer plugged into a wall.
What has geolocation, location-based services, how has that changed the way companies mobile market now?
You know, there's a lot of cool stuff going on with location-based services. So anytime somebody uses Foursquare to check in to a restaurant, anytime somebody's engaged with Scavenger, which is another location-based service, or even another one called Wear, there are a lot of different services out there that basically say, hey, put our app onto your smartphone. We're going to be able to kind of let you know where your friends are in the same community you're in. We're going to let you know some great restaurants, coffee shops, bars, venues that are in your neighborhood based on the fact that you're located in a certain spot, and we kind of know where you're located because of the location-based aspect of a mobile device. But one of the coolest examples of that I've come across, and Brent, you and I were kind of talking about this a minute ago, was Chili's went out, and they said anytime anybody checks into a Chili's, they get free cheese dip. But what was so cool is that they said, hey, anytime anybody checks into any company within a 200-yard radius of Chili's, they also get the same offer. So it was a great way for Chili's to broaden their net, you know, as they went out and kind of grabbed people in from nearby locations and said, come on into Chili's and you can stop by here. And everybody who comes into Chili's gets a free cheese dip. So it was a terrific way to use location-based services to cast a wider net and kind of reel people into their business.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I I remember being at a restaurant that was close to a Chili's, and when I did check in, the restaurant that I was sitting at, there was nothing there. There was no deals, you know, order this, get one free. There was nothing like that from them. But I did see the offer from Chili's.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and it's a great way to just, you know, build awareness even. Think about when you were in that one restaurant and you saw the offer from Chili's. Even if you didn't get up out of your table and go over to Chili's, you still kind of cognitively process the thought that, hey, Chili's is talking to me right now, even though I'm sitting at this other restaurant. So even the brand value for Chili's on that, just kind of being present and in front of you at a time when you're eating a meal, even if it didn't get you to come into the Chili's, it still got you to think about Chili's. And then here we are, you know, weeks or months later talking about it. So it really, these location-based services can be a really, really valuable tool, not only from a branding perspective, but also from a lead generation perspective.
Just how prevalent is mobile marketing today?
You know, if you do a Google search and kind of look at the trends for people doing searches on mobile marketing, it's growing exponentially. That said, there's still a little bit of this hesitancy for the average business person. And I think what it is that with social media, they sit around and they go, oh, that's going to be easy. I do LinkedIn all the time. I know how to do Twitter. I know how to do Facebook. I can use that for my business. With mobile, they get a little bit intimidated because they think it's more complex and harder to use. But the reality is, it's just as easy to use as social media. You just have to learn a few of the fundamentals and figure out how to do everything from generate a QR code, which is actually not that difficult, over to registering your business with Foursquare and Gowalla and things like that. So once you learn those fundamentals, it gets easier and easier, and you start wrapping your mind around it. And from that point on, you're off to the races.
So you talk about in the book laying the foundation for successful mobile marketing campaigns. And I see here the 4 P's and the 5 C's. Maybe you could just briefly talk about how you go about layering that foundation and what some of that information is.
Well, that's a great question. One of the things, and that's an early chapter in the book, we wanted to start out by revisiting kind of some of the fundamentals of marketing so that we could get people to think about it strategically. One of the mistakes people made, in particular with social media, is they thought tactically. They just said, let's put up a Twitter account, you know, without thinking through, well, how are we going to use Twitter to drive business to our company? With the Go Mobile book, what we said was, let's start with the fundamentals of marketing. What is it that people are really buying when they buy your product? A restaurant is a great example. On the surface, they're buying food. But when you dig deeper down, people are buying a lot more than just food when they go to a restaurant. They're buying escape from the ordinary. They're buying the ability to communicate and connect with other people. They're buying the ability to not have to do the dishes when they get home. So when you start with those kind of foundational elements of marketing, that when people are buying your product or service, they're buying something more than just what you think they're buying, you can build on top of that foundation a mobile media house, so to speak, that really stands solidly on some fundamentals of marketing. So that's one of the early chapters, and we kind of go through and say, think it through strategically, and that way when you build your mobile marketing house, it won't collapse on itself because you've started out with some good fundamentals.
There's so many different devices and types of devices that are out there today, and they just seem to be growing. I mean, 2 years ago, there was no such thing called the iPad.
Yeah.
And now there was a study by IBM that said on Christmas Day alone, 7% of all online transactions actually went through the iPhone, which I just thought was unbelievable. First of all, 5 or 6 years ago, people weren't shopping on Christmas, really.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, there's a device that wasn't even around 2 years ago that they're using driving these transactions. So what are some of the things, what are some of the technology pieces that people should understand about mobile marketing before they jump into it? Some of the things that they should be preparing for so that they get it right when they go to engage their customers?
Yeah, there's two ways to think about it. One is you can use mobile to drive people to your bricks and mortar location. So in that particular case, it would be using a location-based service like Foursquare to say, hey, there's a promotion for free cheese dip right around the corner here, or using paid search. Mobile paid search is really an underutilized tool right now, where you go in and buy the term, you know, Italian restaurant, and people do a search while they're walking through the street for an Italian restaurant, and boom, up comes your website. So that's one way to use mobile, is to drive people to a bricks and mortar location. The other way, which you referenced, is to drive people through to an e-commerce site where they can buy your product off of their mobile device. And so in the iPad example you were talking about a second ago, you can drive people through to an e-commerce landing page on their iPad, and what they found in a similar study to the one you were talking about is that the propensity for people to buy products off of their iPad is like twice as high as what it is when they buy off of a desktop. And what's even more interesting is not only are they twice as likely to buy on it, they're also spending more when they buy something on an iPad versus a desktop. And that, of course, raises the question, why? Why are people on iPads buying more stuff? A little bit of it is the novelty factor. Hey, I'm on my iPad, I'm having fun with it. And the second thing is there's the demographic who owns iPads right now tend to be wealthier than the average American, and so they have a little bit more disposable income, so they're using it a lot. So kind of in a nutshell, there's two ways to use mobile. One is to use it to drive people to your bricks and mortar location. The other is to use it as a way to attract people into your e-commerce site. And as you pointed out, when it comes to mobile devices, people do tend to kind of use them an awful lot more frequently than we think in order to buy products online.
Yeah, well, all I have to do is look at my parents who both have, well, my dad has an iPad and my mom has a Kindle Fire. And I have better chance of taking their Social Security checks than I do of actually getting my hands on either of their devices. So I totally understand that people live with these things.
Yeah.
And it's really important from a business perspective to understand the importance of leveraging those devices that people love to communicate with them.
Well, they do, and it's a great point about your parents. People do live with them. Mobile devices are much more personal because they're with us 24/7. And so and the other thing is, think about a tablet computer. If you are working, the reason tablet computers are really going to take the world by storm is if you're a doctor and you're going in and you're doing a diagnosis of a patient, doctors are reluctant, and they really don't do this, to bring in their laptop, open up their laptop, connect it in, log in, all that kind of crud, in order to take notes or do diagnostic stuff with a laptop. A tablet computer, though, is much less intrusive than a laptop. So people are carrying them around in places they wouldn't ordinarily carry computers around to, including doctors who just flip them open and start typing in some notes, and the patients don't even feel that they're that intrusive. So tablets, like smartphones, are going to be with us, and they're going to go around with us everywhere, and people are going to get very, very attached to them.
Now, in the book, you have outlined a number of really interesting case studies, just some great information. One that I have to admit caught my attention a little bit more than the other ones is the Domino's Pizza Delivery app, mainly because I've used it. But maybe you can tell us a little bit about why that is such a great example of an effective mobile marketing.
Absolutely. Well, for starters, if for your listeners, it's a really terrific app. You think about all the different combinations of pizzas you can have, and it's really in the billions, believe it or not, because there's so many different combinations you could create. But this app is amazingly easy to use. So that's one thing, is the user experience is very, very simple. What happens, though, for the Domino's users is once you've ordered Domino's from the app, you're really inclined to continue using that app to order pizza because it takes a tiny bit of sort of training or just sort of getting used to it. But once you've done it, it's like, wow, I can use this time and time again. So Domino's has used a mobile app to capture an audience and keep them hooked, because once you've used that app, you're going to really, your reluctance to download a different app from a different pizza company is a lot higher than your reluctance to use the Domino's app again. So it's really a terrific tool for Domino's to capture an audience and keep them captured.
And like I said, there's just a number of really good case studies that you go over in the book, and a lot of great information. One area that hasn't taken off just yet, but I think it will be, only because there's just so much hype around it, and I think eventually it's going to start to get in there and get in through the technology, is near-field communications. Could you give me your idea, your impression of what near-field communications could potentially do for mobile marketing, and if you see it happening anytime in the next couple of years?
Yeah, great question. And for your listeners who are sort of scratching their head going, what's near-field communications? It's basically Bluetooth. It's similar to Bluetooth. It's not exactly Bluetooth, but it's a way for electronic devices to communicate to each other. And Bluetooth, it can communicate from about 10 meters away. Near-field communications, your device has to be about 10 centimeters away from what it's communicating to. So what ends up happening is it makes it perfect for people in the future. Well, let me, you know, kind of give a description. In the future, you're going to have your Android device or your iPhone. You're going to have Google Wallet on your Android device. And so what's going to happen is you'll load money into your Google Wallet at $100 a time, $50 a time, and it'll hold that money in that account for you. When you go up to buy a product at Target or any other company, what you'll do is just open up that app, wave your phone in front of the little device at the cash register, and it'll go ahead and deduct that amount of money from your Google Wallet. So it makes buying products a lot easier and a lot simpler. Another use of it is, right now what we do is we'll see a QR code on a poster in a store, and we'll open up our app that says is our QR code reader, and we'll go scan the QR code, and it'll drive us through to the website that they want you, that's being promoted on the poster. In the future, what'll happen is you'll literally just wave your phone over the poster, and it'll automatically drive you through to that website, because you'll have a near-field communications piece of software on your phone that'll connect with the little communicator that's embedded into the poster. So a lot of cool things coming down the pike, and to answer your last part of that question, how long will it take? Yeah, I think it's a couple of years away. It's actually being used right now, and there are places where it's being adopted, but widespread use is going to be about 2 years down the pike, and you'll start seeing that pretty dominantly in the future after that.
So in the meantime, because we got to start using these mobile marketing strategies and tools that are available, what should people be doing now?
Yeah.
In order to take advantage of the mobile marketing opportunities?
That's a great question. And if you're a small to mid-sized business and you're sitting around going, what do I do? Where do I start? The first thing to do is to create a mobile version of your website. And on your blog and my blog, there are articles that you can find that have basically, here's how to build a mobile website. It's actually not as complex as you'd think, but if you just Google how to build a mobile website, you'll see some articles in there. So that's point number one. The next thing that I would encourage people to do after that is to register your business with a location-based service. So that means if you're a restaurant or a coffee shop or anything like that, go out to Foursquare and Ware and Gowalla and Scavenger and all these companies and just register your business. Just say, I'm the owner of this business. I'm the official authority that is allowed to register this business, because what you don't want is a disgruntled former employee registering your business for you. So do that and then start using those tools. And then also I'd encourage you to do a paid search campaign and a QR code campaign, and just use those tools in order to drive people to your business. So four things: build a mobile website. Second is register your business with location-based services. Third would be run a QR code campaign. And the fourth would be do a paid search campaign. And those are the first four things I'd kick in with for any small, mid-sized, or even large business.
And the fifth thing would be to go out and go mobile, get the book. Jamie, where can people get the book, and where can they learn more about the other things you talk about?
Yeah, the book's available everywhere. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, 800 CEO Read, Books A Million, just every bookstore. It's out there now, and you can go grab it there. You can order it online. It is available on Kindle. It's being released around the globe, so we're going to have some real good, you know, push with that. And then my website is 60 Second Marketer, although I've been through your website and everything that you're doing, and there's a ton of great stuff on that. So when you're done reading Brent's stuff, you can always pop over to the 60 Second Marketer, but always start with Brent's stuff because it's fabulous stuff. And I've been really impressed with everything I've seen on your site. It's really incredible.
Thanks, Jamie. I really appreciate that. And we have just gone one-on-one with Jamie Turner, founder of the 60 Second Marketer. Thanks. All right.